We are learning Krisis Daf Chesem Abeis, and we're starting a new parak. Dr. Mishnah, Arba'o Mechusrei Kapara. There are four types of Mechusrei Kapara. That means people who are still missing a little Kapara today to be able to eat Kachem and go into the Beis HaMikdash. V'arba'o Mevi'im Azadon Kashagin. There are four type of Kabanos that are brought on a mezid, the same as is brought on a shagig. These are the four mechusar kapara. Hazav, vahazava. Zav and azava are two type of. Azav is a man who has certain type of discharges. He's tamei for seven. He's tamei and he has to do shivan akim. Afterwards, he brings a carbon, and that carbon is called is for mechusar kapara. And until he brings a carbon, he can't eat kachim, even though he's already pure. He went to the mikvah and he finished shivan akim. He still can't eat kachim. Still brings the carbon. And same for azava. Azava is an isha who sees dam not at a regular time, and she also has to wait shivan akim and then bring a carbon. Bahiyalada, someone has a baby, isha has a baby. Vahamitzayra also is a case where even after they're purified and the nega went away, you still have to bring a carbon, and they call mechusar kapara. So the four mechusar kapara are azav, azava, yalada, samitzayra. Relez b'yakov, aimer ger mechusar kapara ad shiyazorek alav hadam. A ger is mechusar kapara until he brings his carbon. That means even though he did a ger, becomes a ger, he's kabbalas mitzvahs, then he's toivel, and he has a mila, bris mila, and he's toivel, and then he still has to bring a carbon in order to be able to eat kachim. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. And so he adds an extra one, ger mechusar kapara, and he adds a sixth one, nazir. Says Nazir Yain of the Gdachtai or Tomasa, he can't be Matama or drink wine and take a haircut until he brings the Kabanas. So he added on two more, and we'll see in the Gemara why the Rabbanan didn't say this. Talk to the Gemara, Maishna Zav Zava, the man who's in the train. Why Zav Zava? Talk to the Gemara, Maishna Zav Zava, the man who's in the train. We count Zav and Zava as two of the Mechusar Kapara. Why is that? Because in the Chalukah, Tomasa, they have different dinim in their Tuma. What's the difference? There's two differences. Number one is the Zav Lemetama Ba'inis. This, a male who sees a discharge, it can't be Ba'inis. If it's a discharge that came because he was sick or he ate too much food, that's not called a Zav. The title of the Braisa. It has to come from his Basar and not Machmas Oinis. Rashi learns Basar means Mekoyech Evaroy and Mekoyech Yitzroy. It has to come out basically Medas, not Ba'inis. That's the halacha by Zav. That's only something that's not a'inus is makes a man a Zav. And another halacha that's unique to Zav is Matama b'riyos kibayamim. If he has three riyas, even though it's in one day, three different riyas, that's enough to make him a Zav. The Tanya, Tala akosov es hazacha b'riyos es an akev b'yamim. Hazacha is telling the riyas and akev is telling days. But the Zav, on the other hand, is matame ba'inus, even ba'inus is matame. Even if the dam comes out, ba'inus is matame. V'lei matame riyas v'yomim. And it's not matame v'riyas v'yomim. You need 3 days. Three riyas in one day will not be counted as 3 days of riyas. So since Zav and Zava are different, they have two differences regarding ba'inus and regarding if three riyas make her a Zav, therefore we count it as two. Pray the Gemara, Mitzayra and Mitzaras are also different. Mitzayra and Mitzaras nami chaluka tumasam. Why? The Mitzayra, A man becomes Mitzayra needs three things. The three halachas that Mitzayra has, ton, you know, besides other things, he has to go out of the machane and other things. He also has ton paria. He has to rip his clothing. No, paria means he has to grow his hair. And frima means he has to rip his clothing. The siva, because of your frumim, his begum should be ripped, rosh your perua, and his hair should be long. And a third thing, the halacha is, also v'tashvash hamita. He is also v'tashvash hamita. On the other hand, the mitzaras, the ish becomes mitzaras, ain't into a priya frima, does not need priya frima, and also is muta v'tashvash hamita. We'll see, the tanya unta nebraisa. Ain't li ala ish. This is about nega. We only know ish is a nega, because the pasuk says, ish tzeruahu. So ain't li ala ish, ish of nai, haino isha could become mitzaras, k'sho'im v'ha tzeruah, when it says v'ha tzeruah, extra word, harein kan shnayim. We see from there that it's two, both the ish and the isha. Im kematam la ish. So why is that ish? Noskai kosov in shemayel in shemata. It's coming to even though the beginning part of parasha of Mitzayra is the same by ish of isha, Later on in the parasha where it talks about that you have to grow your hair and rip your clothing, that's only by an ish. That's why it says ish. And in Allah, why? The whole makar for Isser Mitzrayah Batasha Shamita should now have Yosha Mechutza Ahaloi Shivas Yamin. It says out of his oil, Lem Chutza Ahaloi, and out of her oil, so you see, it's a miyat Ahaloi, Dafka by a man, not by Isha. Hilkach, so for the Gemara, now comes tomorrow's Kasha, Hilkach, Nemu Mitzrayin, it should really be five together. Zav, Zava, Yeledes, and Mitzrayah Mitzrayas. Why? Because Zava, Zava is two, because it's different dinim. Here also different dinim. So my answer is no. Zav v'zav ikka tumasam chaluka. By zav v'zav, it's inherently something to do with the tumah that's chaluk. Mitzayra mitzras ain't ikka tumasam chaluka. My mitzayra mitzras, the ikka tumah is not chaluk. Hai vai grisu. They're both the same shear of gris. That's the shear nega. They're both the same shear nega, which is a half a pool, a half a bean. They're both the exact same shear of kegris, and therefore, the guy with the Iker Tumah, they're the same. You know, a different dinim afterwards, that doesn't make it enough. There's two different Mechusa Kapar. So, tomorrow, Levite, Rezbi Yaakov, Meger, Mechusa Kapar. Rezbi Yaakov added on a Ger and Nazir. Mara asked, Tanakama, my time, little Tanaker. Why didn't Tanakama say Ger? He agrees he has to be a carbon, so why didn't Tanakama count Ger as one of the Mechusa Kapar? Mara answers, Kitani, Midam, the Mishu, Mechavakachim. All those other things are really finished their whole process. They're just missing something to allow them to eat Kachim. That's why you have to bring the carbon. Ger, kikamaisi carbon, the carbon is more than just allowing to eat kachim. It's lachshuri nafshu me'avakal, it's making them into Yisrael gomer. Until they finish the carbon, they're not Yisrael gomer yet, and therefore it's not counted as one of the things. It's not called mechusa kapara. Of course it needs it. And of course it can't eat kachim until he brings it. But it's more than just mechusa kapara, it's making the person into ayid. So Mara asks now, and Firashi's girsa is, that soif soif nozim my time latani. Why didn't it say nozim according to Tanakama? Talk to Gemara. Nozanami, ki maisi carbon lashrul mister yain the chulin hu. It's not only for kachim. It's also allowed them to drink wine of chulin, and therefore, since it's not exclusive for mechusar kapara for kachim, it's not counted in the Mishnah. Rav Eliezer tani nazir lemishri nafshei. Rav Eliezer counts nazir, which is nazir tahar. When he finishes his zeros, he brings a carbon. Nistinami nazir tame. Nazir tame also has to bring a carbon. So it's just saying, "Anoch mechusar kapara nazir tame." And different kavanas than nazir tahar. Zok the Gemara, ki kamaisi carbon lemecha let us zirus tahirahu. A nazir tame, the reason why it brings a carbon is in order to start another zirus, but not to be matter you with wine and matter you with everything. It's not something that's finishing your kapara. It's to allow you to start over a new zirus, and therefore even fear Elazar Yaakov, it's not counted as one of the mechusar kapara. Zok the Gemara, now we're going to talk about this whole makar for this idea that a ger brings kabbonis in order to become a ger. Tana bar, ger ma'ukiv, lechel v'kachim, a ger can't eat kachim, and we said before, it's more than can't eat kachim, he's not a shal gomer, achi yave kinoi, until he brings his pair of birds va'oila, he brings two birds va'oila. And the Gemara soon will tell you the makar for that. Hevi prey da'acha shachris, if he brings one bird in the morning, lechel v'kachim l'erev, he's allowed to eat kachim that evening, and he does not have to bring, it's not ma'akev to bring both birds. One bird's enough. And why do I say le'erev? So the mafarshim speak out because we're talking about a case where they gave money into the Beis Mikdash and didn't tell him when to bring it. So by the end of the day, they for sure brought the carbon. So that he could catch him then. Okay. Kol hakinim shebe Torah echad chatas v'echad oila. Usually when a Torah gives a set of birds for someone to bring, it's echad oila v'echad chatas. Kan shteyem oilas. Here, both of them are oilas. Here, both of them are oilas. That's different than the regular set of kinim. Hevi chavasa me behema. Let's say the ger brought a behema. Yotza. One behema oila is enough. It's just as good as two birds that are oila. Oila ushlamim yotza. It's pashut because you brought oila. Mincha ushlamim, which is two nice sized kabanas, lo yotza, not yotza. You have to have oila. Lo omru kan el lahakil. The only reason kan lo lahakil that since that's also oila, it's enough. But you can't bring a mincha ushlamim. It says in the pasuk at the end of the pasuk of Geirus is kasha tashu ken yase, and the Dharmar Dashan is just like they did, just like by when the Yidden got the Torah, they went into the bris, they brought a oila and a shlamim. So here also, that's bringing oil on Shlomo. That would pass down the pasuk. The asking that in a second. But my Shlomo Micha Shlomo Lo Yosef Chesiv Bekash Hashkin Yasa Ma Atam Oil of Shlomo Af Gerav Shlomo Mkein Chavas Achz Behema Le Tiskel Le Begavah. Shouldn't be enough of one behema. You have to bring oil on Shlomo. The Chesiv Bekash Hashkin Yasa. That's the problem over here. The problem over here is how are you Yotze with a behema? You got to bring oil on Shlomo. That's what's wrong. If it's Kash Hashkin Yasa. That's they brought by Matan Torah. They brought oil and a shlom. So you're not doing exactly the kasher tasu ken yaseh. So just like you're saying no mincha and shlomim. So what you're doing is no good either. Zok the Gemara Amra Papa Yeshloimar. You could say a kavah chayim. We'll see in a second how we know oif. But laif is rabbi. If you're allowed to bring a oif, which is oil, laif is behemah. The kashkan, of course, you're giving oil of behemah. You can fill a mincha now. Make kavachem also. If you bring a oif, you should bring a mincha. You know, maybe can be mincha. You know, same mincha also. Maybe mincha is better than a oif. You bring a oif, you bring a mincha. You know, the same place where you're saying you're allowed to bring a oif, we'll see. Bring mincha also. We'll see exactly Shalom Gemara's kasha in a second. So Gemara miyat kra kain. It says kasha tasu kain yaase. So kain is miyat of mincha. So Gemara v'oif heichis rabbi. How do you attack to bring a oif? If it has to be similar to Matan Torah, how do you know you can bring oif? Torah Berlin and Abraisa. It says in the pasuk Kasha Tasu Ken Yasa, Ma Atem Oilo Ushlamim. Just like you came into the Nichus of Bris, you became a Yid with Oilo Ushlamim. Klai Yisrael Matan Torah. Afu the Geros Oilo Ushlamim. Skip the next few words. Then Menayin Le Rabbis Es Oif. How do you know even the oif is good enough? Tam Alayim and the pasuk says. V'asa isha reach nechayach l'Hashem. V'asa isha reach nechayach l'Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ezu davash kula Hashem." Which thing is kula Hashem? Isha reach Hashem, and it's even more than a behema. What thing is kula Hashem? Because even a oilas a behema, the skins, the hide goes to the kohen. Here we're saying something that's kula Hashem. Mamish l'gamri, everything. Havayim ezu oilas ha'ayif. So the pasuk is v'asa isha reach Hashem being marba oilas ha'ayif. Now we understand the Gemara's kasha before when the Gemara said Yachas Pilam Mincha, because Mincha also is kulei kol Hashem, so maybe even Mincha should be good enough for the ger. Tam Aleimer Kain. This is the pasuk Kain telling us that it can't be used. A Mincha cannot be used for the ger.